Sheriff Fred Abdallah says the girls face aggravated menacing charges for posting threatening comments on Sunday, the day Trent Mays and Malik Richmond were convicted.
One says, "You ripped my family apart, you made my cousin cry, so when I see you, it's going to be a homicide." And the next is, "I'll celebrate by beating the out of Jane Doe."
Richmond's attorney, Walter Madison, says his client plans to appeal.
There will be an appeal. There's a legal agenda that we will follow, and then there's a personal agenda. I think Mr. Richmond, his dad, is concerned with is whether or not he committed a rape on the evidence that he heard.
Malik Richmond's father, Nathaniel, says not all of the facts of the case have come out.
"I'm shocked and surprised that Malik was even convicted of the charges of rape, because the evidence that the prosecution presented against Malik Richmond, there was plenty holes in it, and there was plenty reasonable doubt, and I still believe in Malik Richmond's innocence. I have sympathy for the victim's family, but there are some things that the media and the court knows and doesn't know. I feel a sense of guilt for allowing Malik to wind up in a situation like he did. Of course I feel a sense of guilt."
Meanwhile, a grand jury will investigate whether other people broke the law by not speaking up after the attack. Those could include other teens, parents, school officials, and football coaches.